The entertainment world has always used branding to sell its products, adapting bestsellers and hit plays to the screen, and adapting films to television has been going on for decades, using the same name as the book or the film to draw audiences into the new iteration. For Broadway, it hasn't quite worked that way. Musicals tended to take on new names. Pygmalion became My Fair Lady, Anna and the King of Siam, The King and I, 7½ Cents, The Pajama Game. But after Giuliani, Bloomberg, and the Walt Disney Company turned Broadway into a corporate cash cow, branding now rules the street. The bigger the name, the greater the hedging of bets by producers. Which brings us to the musicals Pretty Woman, Tootsie, King Kong, and Groundhog Day, and this last one is getting its Bay Area premiere not in a touring company, but in a production of San Francisco Playhouse, directed by the company's own Susie DeMilano. Here's the thing, though. Most musical adaptations of non-musical films, like Kinky Boots or The Band's Visit or Light in the Piazza, came about not because the brand was so great, but because the story itself could sing. Groundhog Day and its compatriots, though, came about because the names themselves were brands. And despite mostly good reviews, they failed to find audiences and flopped. Familiarity apparently breeds not contempt, but indifference. So Groundhog Day never went on tour, which allowed regional theater companies like SF Playhouse to pick up the mantle. Lucky for the Bay Area, though, this production is very good. Ryan Drummond takes the Bill Murray role in a new direction. He owns the part of Phil Connors in a way one might have thought impossible. Elizabeth Apostle as Rita, Phil's foil and eventual lover, easily outshines Andy McDowell from the film. In fact, the entire cast, the set, the revolving stage, all bring this show as close to a Broadway touring version as it could ever get. Which helps a lot, because the songs by Tim Minchin are not memorable, and the script by Danny Rubin is constantly fighting itself to both be original and still maintain the iconic scenes that made the film a classic. Ultimately, the story of Groundhog Day could also be a metaphor for Groundhog Day the musical. Its hero, Phil Connors, who sees the same day over and over and over again, eventually achieves an epiphany. The audience of Groundhog Day, sadly, isn't quite as lucky. Groundhog Day the musical, directed by Susie DeMilano, plays at San Francisco Playhouse through January 18th. For more information, you can go to sfplayhouse.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.